Genesis chapter number 12, verses 1 through 4. I'm moving forward. If your life is anything like the life of the person to your left, to your right, behind you, or in front of you, one thing that you understand is that when God get ready to move you forward, He has to disconnect some people from you so that you can leave them behind.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody is not cut out to go where God is calling you to go.
Amen.
And if you're not careful, you can prolong your stay in what feels like hell because you're trying to hook up somebody else. Sometimes you have to unhook in order to go get yours, to position yourself in the kingdom of God. Then you can reach back for someone else. One of the worst things to do is try to move yourself forward while you're carrying baggage with you. I know you don't like to talk about your cousins like that, but sometimes they are just that. Baggage. You can love baggage, but that doesn't mean that you have to take it with you every time you go on a vacation. There's some stuff in your life that you need to leave behind, even though it's your baggage. See, it's tough enough to make it through life with your stuff. And then here I come trying to give you my stuff as well. You got your own set of troubles, your own set of problems. You can't always help somebody else. Sometimes you have to be selfish in the kingdom of God, and I can pray for you, but I gotta do this for myself right now. So you give people your last and you call yourself a good Christian, then they turn your lights off and the person go to the party. Not with my money. Not no more, should I say. Because all of us has been a fool once in life. When you're trying to help somebody and then they're not trying to help themselves. And so here it is, when you stop giving, then you become the bad person, and then they move down the street and talk about you. Forget about everything that you've ever done. You just wouldn't do that one thing. Now you're a bad person. Being good to people when it's not a season for that in that particular way doesn't make you a better person. You have to understand that sometimes in life, God will call you out in order to send you into your season of blessings. But He has to disconnect people from your life.
Amen.
Now, I find it interesting in chapter number 12 how it's opened up and it says, now, God told Abram to go. In chapter number 11, it kind of ends by telling you that Abram just hooked up with this old girl by the name of Sarah. So, in essence, when Abram got married to Sarah, you have to understand that the man then has to leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife. Now the word cleave means to live together in harmony, and sometimes the reason you can't live together in harmony in a marriage is because you got your cousins and your parents in your house.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
But I've been here before, son or daughter, and I can tell you what you need to do. No, you can tell me your experiences. But this is a different person. So what worked for that person may not necessarily work for this person. So even though you may think you know, but I still have to go through this.
Yes.
My go through.
Yes.
I gotta go through it by myself.
Amen.
See, because sometimes what we try to do is prevent people from going through. They're going through. And so when we try to shortcut that thing, then they don't get the journey in which God says, every step you take, I'm going to bless you right then. See, there's some things in life. life, there's no shortcut. True.
All right, now.
There are some things that you'll go through in life, and the most precious thing that you'll get through the journey is pain.
Right.
But when you get the pain yourself, no one has to ever tell you that again. Because I've been there.
Yes.
I've done that. You might get me on something else, but not that. No, not you anyway.
Amen.
So sometimes in life we have to go through things ourselves. And so God is calling Abram. He has this big plan, this great purpose in his life. And the first thing he does is says, I got to disconnect you from your folks. See, because we get really excited when we hear the voice of God and God says that he's going to bless us. We incorrectly make the assumption that the blessings is going to happen today by 5 o'clock. How many of you ever heard the voice of God, but you didn't see the blessings to 10 years down the road? See, just because God tells you he's going to do something, that doesn't mean it's going to happen now. And because your expectations, unreal expectations, thinking you know the timing of God, God doesn't do it by 4:45, and you say, God failed me. And God is saying, but I want you to go through something so that we can establish a relationship.
Amen.
You don't know me until we go through something together.
Amen.
You meet someone, they can tell you anything. Put them in trouble and you'll see what you're really working with.
All right now. All right.
Let times get hard and you'll see the real person that you're dealing with. Anybody can be a friend on a good day.
Amen.
Anybody can be a friend to you as long as you're loaning them some money. Anybody can be a friend to you as long as you don't want or need anything from them. Anybody can be a friend to you so long as your health is great, but let it break down. Let your bank account break down. Find yourself in need and then look around and see who's still standing.
All right, man.
Praise the Lord.
What happened to you? Because you told me you were my friend.
Right,
yes, that's
now.
What I told you, but I didn't mean that.
Right, now.
Or better yet, our friendship has never been tested. See, once the friendship has been tested, then you know who you're really dealing with. Because sometimes who you think your friend, you begin to go through something, you discover the person that you halfway did not like, they treated you more like a friend than the one who said they were your bosom friend. Words are beautiful.
All right.
On a sunny day.
Yeah.
But the moment that you begin to go through something, you see who's really willing to stick by your side.
Yes.
See, that's why you have to be careful how you entertain people.
Yeah.
Because the one that you think is up to no good may be the very one that saved you.
Yeah.
The one that you thought would loan you something when you need it. It's the very one that when you ask for it, they give you 50 reasons why they couldn't do it when you need it.
Amen. All right now.
Oh, you got some friends always offering you some stuff that you already have.
Yeah.
They good at that.
Yeah.
Income tax. They offer you $5. I don't need it then. Offer it to me in September. See what I take it. Okay. I'm moving forward. Now, in order for Abram to move forward into the plan of God, the first thing God says to him, it says, you got to leave your people.
You got to leave your folks.
Now, listen to what he says. It says, now the Lord, which means after you've gone through some stuff in life and you bucked against God and kicked against the prick, God says, now you're listening? Yeah, God, I got you. You got my attention now. Because all of what I try, everything I turn to, none of that worked. Now you have my attention. And so God says to Abram, it says, now the Lord has said unto Abram. Now watch this now. He says unto Abram, whose name is then changed to Abraham, which means father in essence. Now, watch this. In the natural, the man carries the seed, the woman has the womb, the seed enters the womb to produce a child, right? In the natural. In the supernatural, Paul says there's no Jew or Gentile. There's no male or female. So in the spirit realm, your sex is irrelevant.
All right.
Get it?
Yes, sir.
Now watch this. So don't let no other male preacher tell you as a woman.
All right now. You're right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because when you preach in the gospel, it's not about sex, it's about spirit.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
And if God can use a rooster and an ass, it looks like he ought to be able to use.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Now watch this. In the supernatural, what God is saying to us is that, listen, you are the seed of Abraham.
That's right.
It doesn't make a difference if you're a male or a female. That's irrelevant. He's saying you are the seed. Now, what is the seed of Abraham? The seed of Abraham is the word of God that you have inside of you.
All right.
Oh, you sing that song, oh, blessing the seed of Abraham. You know, you sing that wonderful song. You need to understand what you're saying. So the seed of Abraham here in Genesis chapter number 12 is where God says, I'm going to bless you so you can be a blessing to someone else.
All right, now.
See, what you have in your hand is just the seed.
Amen.
If you trust God.
All right.
But if you don't trust God, what you have in your hand, you put in your pocket, but you never put it in the ground. Therefore, all you have is what you have.
All right.
That's why God says that when you get that seed, he says that seed must be planted.
Planted.
You know? What farmer goes out, plant one seed, expecting one plant? So when you harvest something, if you sow a seed, you expect an overflow, right?
Yes.
It's the same thing in the kingdom of God. So he says to Abraham, or Abram at this time, he says, now the Lord has said unto Abram. In other words, God is saying, you carry my seed.
Mm.
The word of God that is inside of you is your seed. Is your seed. You'll get in trouble when you don't plant your seed.
Amen.
Because you have to plant your seed in order to understand that your seed is not for you. Your seed is for everybody around you. And it is impossible for you to be a blessing to others without God blessing you. The question is, do you trust God?
Do you trust Him?
That's the question. Do you trust Him?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not just talking about money. I'm just talking about with your life. I'm talking about with your relationship. I'm talking about with your children. I'm talking about just traveling, grace down the road. I'm talking about everything. Do you trust God? That's what it is. The Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith. You gotta trust Him.
Amen.
So he says, now, Abram, that I got your attention. Then he says, get thee out of thy country.
Yeah.
Your country.
Yeah.
Watch this. He says, get out of thy country.
Yeah.
And from thy kinfolk. Your kinfolk.
Yeah.
And from thy father's house. Sometimes when God removes people from around you, and God is taking you somewhere, it's so that when you get there, they get no credit for you being there.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever dealt with people in your life? They really didn't have a lot of input in your life, but the moment you got your college degree, the moment you got your job, the moment you became successful, oh, that's my child, that's my friend. Where were you when I was struggling through this foolishness? God says, I remove all of that so that when you get to where He has predestined for you to go, you don't owe nobody nothing but to love Him and give God the praise. But wait a minute. Here's a good one. But you know, we were raised up together. Look like you ought to break me off a little something, as though you owe them something. No, I don't owe you nothing. ways and say, I'm trying to please folks.
Mm-hmm. Have mercy, Jesus.
And you give it. And when you give out, and then they go to the next person.
Right? Yes, Lord.
You got it?
Yes.
So he says to him, he says, listen, get away from your kinfolk, get away from your family. Because where I'm taking you, I want you to understand that the credit goes to God. You get that?
Mm-hmm.
The love of God will cover you when you leave where you are.
All right.
Or leave them behind.
Amen.
Sometimes you feel like I'm all alone.
Mm-hmm.
God says, I'll never leave you, never forsake you.
Yeah.
See, but God knows what's inside of you. So sometimes when you're going through something, it seems like God take a step back because he wants you to understand just how strong you are. Just what is inside of you. Because inside of you is more than a conqueror. But you'll never know that if God babysits you along the way. So sometimes he'll step back so you can do something in the spirit so you can say about yourself, the God man in you, look at God in me making a way out of no way. Look at God in me opening doors.
Yes, Lord.
So he says, get away from your folks.
Yes, Lord.
And then he says, I'm going to take you now unto a land that I will show you.
Yes.
Remember, he says, get away from the country, your place, that which you established. He says, I'm going to take you to a different land in which I will show you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's kind of funny to me. Because you're telling me to leave my family, my friends, my everything, and go to a land that you're just talking about.
Mm.
Well, can I see a picture of it? Just show me something. And God is saying, no, 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 baby. He says, faith is not blind.
Right.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence. Ain't no proof nowhere. You just got to trust me. Have you ever found yourself, the lights were on, but you were in a dark place, and God says, trust me right here. You're on the back of the mountain, and the bills is up front, and God says, trust me right here. And somehow, in the nick of time, God stepped in because he's an old-time God. Yes, he is. See, God doesn't have to show up just because your bill have a little date and time stepped on it. That don't mean nothing to him. You know that. You've been 2 months past due and nothing happened. Because he said, this is a grace period right here. So he says, I want you to go into a land that I will show thee. In other words, he said, I want you to step out on faith.
Amen. Lord have mercy.
I just want you to try me. The Bible says, prove me. Hear what saith the Lord. If I'll not open up the windows. Now the word windows in the Bible is a reference to opportunities. It means that you may feel stuck, but I make an opportunity over here for you, and an opportunity over there. I didn't see that one over there, but here's another opportunity. And where you thought you were stuck, all of a sudden now you got options. You were stuck yesterday because you were crying and acting crazy and didn't trust God. And today, all of a sudden, the same God is still sitting high looking low, but now you trust him. Now you got options. I can do this one or that one or those, because that's the kind of God that I serve. See, when you begin to trust God, you have to understand you take your stuff and you make it his stuff. And he can't fail. If I'm abiding in him and he's abiding in me, I can't fail. Oh, I may have some temporary setbacks. I may get knocked down. But no, I can't fail because I'm a child of God. You think God gonna let you fail and people just laugh at you and come out, look at the God that you serve? Name someone in the Bible that's been in a tough time and God didn't deliver them.
All right now.
Name one person.
All right.
Everybody in the Bible who's been in a tough time, at the end, God always delivered them. I find comfort in that because the Bible says that God has no respect of person. Now, if he'll pull Daniel out, Abram out, Moses out, Joshua out,
surely,
he'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. You do know the Bible says, listen, it says, now you who never seen Jesus, you believe him. Jesus said about you, you'll be able to do greater.
That's right. Greater. Yes.
Now, if you're impressed with what Jesus did, he said that ain't nothing in comparison to what you can do.
That's right.
That's why it's important that you seek ye first the kingdom. That doesn't mean I'm seeking to go to heaven. Who wants to go to heaven and serve a God that does nothing for you on earth? When he says kingdom, he says I'll make a way on earth for you. You ain't got a way to heaven. He says I'll give you a taste of it on earth. You serve the God. Oh, one day when I get to heaven. So what you do? Go through hell? Go into heaven? No.
All right now.
Okay, that one right now. He says, and I will make of thee.
Of thee.
God is saying, I'm gonna put you in my hands. I'm gonna shape you. I'm gonna make of thee a great nation, and I will bless you. I'm not talking about what the other folks are talking about. He says, I will bless you. That's what he said about you. Now, if God be for me, who?
All right now.
Yeah, I heard what you said, but God says, I'm for you. I know the lie that you told, but God says, I'm going to bless you. To bless means to empower you to do his kingdom stuff, his will. Why do you think folks are upset with you? They're upset with you because they can't stop you. They dug a ditch, they lied on you, they did all this stuff. And your crazy self still
stand.
Still giving them praise. I may not be where I want to be, but I'm certainly not where you wanted me to be. So I owe my praise. I may not be the man that God is calling me to be, but I'm not where I used to be. So I owe a praise. I may not be the woman that you think I ought to be, but thank God. He says, and I will make of thee a great nation. And
I
will bless thee and make thy name great. You see that? Now, for God to make your name great, he has to deal with your character. You get it?
Yes.
Character or image is only developed in the dark. Y'all sophisticated. You got your iPhone. So you forgot about, you remember those Polaroids? You take it? And then you have to put it in the dark and put it in the water and kind of wash over it. That's what God does to you and I. He takes us and put us on the backside of the mountain, remove everybody, put you in the dark, and say, now watch you come out looking just like me. You didn't see that when the picture first was taken. He says, but I gotta put you through a process so that you can look like me because I created you in my image. But you gotta go through something. He says, I'll make your name great. Now, I'm not interested in your little titles, your little position, who you think you are, because none of that matters. He says, I want to deal with your name, want to deal with your nature. See, in biblical days, what you name the child is the direction that you set the child in. Mm. Now we'll call a Mercedes and BMW and Cadillac. Because we don't understand that every time you call that name, you speaking blessings or curse or whatever it is that you were pulling from. You know, let me see who here. Alizé and Boom Form. You can't call your child. Oh, no. You can't do that. So every time you speak that into your child's life, you're pointing that child in a direction. Your name means something. Your name means something. If people can destroy your name, they can destroy you. Your name. Listen, there are some things that you can poke me out on. But my name, my character, my image, baby, we'll fight all day long.
All right, man.
That's all I got.
That's
what you got. Some things you have to fight for.
That's right.
And in the process of fighting doesn't mean that you're no longer a Christian.
Right.
I can be a child of God and get the tail at the same time. Okay. I'll make that name great, and that shall be a blessing. Now watch this. Let me speed up. What he's saying to him is that I'm sanctifying you. He says, now you will be a blessing. So it's God taking Abram and saying, listen, I'm setting you aside for special thing.
Okay?
So now watch this. He then sanctify him. And he says, listen, and I will bless them that bless thee. And I will curse him that curse thee. Do you get that? So in essence, just because they curse you out, that don't mean a thing. Because God says, revenge is mine. See, there's some stuff that you fighting that you really don't need to be fighting. Just because some little punk who don't like you and pay zero on your mortgage, on your car payment, what you look like arguing with him? What's wrong with you? Some things you don't even have to deal with. So there you are, trying to justify yourself with somebody who at the close of the day, they don't even matter.
All right. Amen.
So they think that, they said that, and that's going to change what in my life? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. So he says to him, in essence, he says, I'm going to bless those that bless you. I'm going to curse those that curse you. In essence, what he's saying to him is that I'm going to put a standard around you. You know, the Bible says, when the enemies come against you, like a flood of gate, he says, I raise up the standard. Because you know, when enemies come, they all come as a team. Folk who don't like one another team up just to get you. So they come as a team. But God is saying, I'm going to raise the standard. And when I raise the standard, he says, I'll just flood all that out. I just wash it away. And you just keep on walking through your little Red Sea.
Amen.
See, God will always raise the standard in your life so that he can protect you. Okay? Now watch this. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him.
All right, man.
Didn't I just tell you that God told me to leave my cousin back here?
Yeah, so
here you are jumping in the car with me. Watch this. There are some stragglers that you'll always have in your life. You'll tell them, I don't want to deal with you. It's over. I don't want to see you. And they still connected to you anyway. You'll always have struggles. So if you're not careful when you read this, you'll think that Abram was being disobedient to God because he brought Lot. But he didn't bring Lot. Lot came. You got some folk in your life. You don't even tell them to come and they still come on your house. You don't tell them to sit down and eat and they still sit down and eat. You don't tell them to open the refrigerator. They still open the refrigerator. straggler. You'll always have stragglers in your life. But let me help Lot in this situation. When you are anointed, people see it. Lot ain't that crazy. Lot saw the blessing. He ain't that crazy. Why do you think your ex won't leave you alone? They ain't that crazy. Why do you think your haters won't leave you alone? They're not that crazy. They see the blessing, the anointing, and the way that you just flow through things. Everybody else sitting in the office, they going through hell. They going through this. And there you are, the same office, same pressure, and you just saying the Lord will make a way. Somehow. But don't you know that they say they're going to lay us off? Well, if you lay me off, that means somebody else going to lift me up. However this day goes, God got me. I don't know about you, but I got a personal relationship with Him. He's my keeper. He's my deliverer. Watch this last one. Now here's Lot then connected to him and Lot going on with him. And then the Bible reminds us, it says, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed. 75 years old when he departed. See, in closing, we all have a season to do something. Satan will tell you, oh, you know, you're old. Oh, you know, your credit is bad. Oh, you know, your child is acting up. Your relationship is on the rock. You know, cancer got you. None of that stuff means anything. When God calls you into your season, He steps over all that you're not. And He says, let me show you how grace works. He says, grace is going to step over stuff that used to be on top of you because I favor you. You got to understand that you all have a season in life. When it's your season, you better jump in, both foot in, and you better make up for lost time in your season. I know it took you a long time to get to where you are and to mess it up, but when God favors you, it don't take him but a blink just to turn your whole situation around. You walking down the street, meet one person, your whole life turn around. Get one check in the mail, everything turn around. Go to the doctor, one report, your whole life is turned around because it's your season.
Amen.
It doesn't matter if you're 75 or 620. It makes no difference. This is what I want you to understand in closing. Excuse my English. You ain't going nowhere until you get your blessing. You get
it?
You ain't going nowhere. I know you thought it should come today, but it didn't show up today. Ain't no car accident gonna take you out. Ain't no cancer gonna take you out. Ain't no liars gonna take you out. Ain't nothing gonna take, not you. You gonna be there. The whole earth may tremble and disappear until you get your blessings. You ain't going, not no way. That's how much He loves you.
Amen.
So the next time you hear somebody singing, talking about, God got a blessing with my name on it, understand Genesis chapter number 12. Amen. Because He says, I've blessed you so that you can be a blessing. Have you been blessed tonight?